It's asur to receive tzedakah from a goy in public unless you're going to die. And that's the only way to live. So you can receive it from a goy in public. But if in private, he could give you. Let's say if someone has a father who's not Jewish and he wants to support him and no one knows, so fine, you're allowed to take from him tzedakah. Okay? But in public, like to go on the street now to collecting from goyim, unless you have nothing to eat and you so feel kuach nefesh.
How do you know if the goyim just walk around, let's say, I mean, obviously, the guard or the wearing crosses, like, if they're just walking by you, how are you supposed to know? And they put you have your cup out and they put something in.
That's what they put. It's, okay.
What about these people, you know, like, they're in the corners of like Yafo and King George.
I'm talking about if you're the collector.
You're the collector.
If you are the collector, you should not take from a goy in public. Unless you have no other choice. You're a collector? You should never be.
Come in.
We're collecting a dot over here.
You're collecting for an institution, you shouldn't. For an institution as well?
Ani. I don't know about institutions, about anim we're talking about over here. Anishma Rav Mula. The Kamoa yogurt.
And the yogurt.
Mula. A German yogurt. M-U-L-L-E.
Very good.
So, it's a good yogurt. Yeah, I have Cholav Yisrael also. Here that's so. Isul Kabbalah, the Kamoa going to go to anim. Here it says the next thing is, Dafka for poor people you don't take from a goy, but for a shul, of course you can take from a goy. Or if the mayor of the city, right, you live in a place where the mayor is a goy, Chutzlaretz, and he likes the Jews, and he gives a certain amount of money for the poor of the Jews, poor people of the Jews, right? Of course you take it from him and give it out to the Jews, but that's for other reasons, because it's Darkei Shalom. It's not nice if someone gives you a gift. He's acting nice to you. Say, no, we don't take. You're a Gentile. I'm sorry. You're destroying politics here. It's like politics of yours. And of course, you're allowed to take from him. So, okay. But it's better not to use it for the Jews. Take it from him. Give it to the goyim, to poor people of the goyim. You don't have to give it up for give it to the goyim. You don't give us to the Jews. It's better to give for the guy. So, he says here that if you give it to the Jews, it's brought down in the Shach. If you give a goy mayor, let's say mayor or a governor gave money for the community to give to the anim of the Jews, and you do, so you're giving schus for the goyim, and it prevents the geula from coming. It's better to give out to the goyim. מצווה צדקה לתתה לעניים נותן להשאיר אפילו עבור מחסור אין זה צדקה אלא מתנה כן now the mitzvah צדקה is definitely to give to poor people who are needy people. If you give money to a rich person, it's just a gift, it's not צדקה. כן, not considered צדקה, it's a gift. כן, who's considered an ani? We'll see soon. Okay, but if someone is asking, I need to eat something, please give me something to eat, right away you give it. You don't want to see if he's rich, he's poor. There's certain places where there's no kosher food. I've been in places and now it's night or whatever, the stores are closed. People ask for food, you have to give them food. I've been to all kinds of places in the world. Okay, who's considered an ani? I want to give to a poor person. Who's considered a poor person? A lot of people consider a poor person. Even in the yeshiva, even if they have a salary. We'll see soon. Kol she'eno mesudar u'panatato ben hachnasu muftachat. Afilu yesh lo maskorot kvua. Achovot rabim mutelim al tzavaro. Ne'elatz lichot betzimtzum. O she'arav otzah gdola. Lorigis nivchar tzavar poa. Ha'nitzah nechshav le'ani lekabalat zaka. Anyone doesn't have a set panasa or a set income. And even if he has a set income, right? But it's a low set income. He has debts, or he has to pay things, or it's not enough for his big family, right? And so of course he considers ani. He has to live like that. tighten the belt a little bit more. So consider an ani. Or let's say he lives fine. He has a fair salary. Let's say in Israel, 12,000 shekels is average. 10,000 shekels is fine. So he has a set salary. Kaze. But now he has a wedding to do. And now he needs suddenly a bigger amount. He needs now, 50,000 shekels, 80,000 shekels. So of course it's considered an ani. It's a mitzvah to help. Okay. Or chas v'shalom, if someone suddenly becomes, someone in the family is sick now and they have a lot of expenses of care, taking care of the person, even though he has a set salary which is enough for his family, now he has extra expenses. Okay. All kinds of cases like that, they're extreme. The house burned down and there's no insurance, I don't know, whatever it is, so he's now considered an ani. Even though he has a set salary, he has now an extreme expense.
Circumstances, yeah.
Yeah, so he has to spend. He has to, he's considered ani, you have to give it. Animtza michutz lebeito, afilu biikaron ino ashir. Someone who's outside from his house, even if he's a very, very rich person. If right now he doesn't have right now money, cash on him, he doesn't have a credit card, he has no way to spend money, he doesn't have where to eat, doesn't have anything. There's cases like that. Okay? Some people, sometimes you go, your people are robbed. Okay? Especially tourists to the places. They take your pocketbook without you knowing. And you're poor for the moment.
So you consider an ani.
An ani. Okay? So of course he's allowed to go to the tzedakah and take tzedakah, or people are helping you out. Also, a person who was very rich and he lost his money, he has properties and everything, but he can't sell them right now. No one's buying or whatever. Also considered an ani, even though right now he has properties that are worth millions, and nothing to do with them. So, but once the rich person either the poor person became rich again. This rich person who became poor and has property, or a person came back home. And now he has his money, he should give back to the tzedakah box, whatever he had to use. Right then he was poor, but just for the moment. So then it's like a loan that he took from the tzedakah, and he has to give it back.
Is there like a criteria?
It's not obligated to give it back, but you should give it back.
Is there like a criteria, let's say like a guy who can only buy a loaf of bread, a guy can buy a loaf of bread and a bag of milk? Like, is there a difference, or is there like a criteria? Like if you have no money, that you can only buy X amount versus Y, is it, or is it just I have no money today, so now I'm poor also?
Let's go through the halachot and hopefully it'll come out. I have a great story about this.
Are you
going
to tell us?
Yeah, another six halachas I'll tell you.
Oh. No, you just
want to touch my head. He's suspense.
עשיר המעריב את עצמו לשמור את כסכו לעצמו, מסוגל לפנות עצמו להתעצב בעל רכוש, של כסף צרכי שליליים, או עבריין מומה, אין חובת אין להם דקה, אם הוא מדבר את התאב. Someone who's poor, and he's rich, but he hungers himself. How do you say in English?
He sacrifices.
He doesn't eat. Okay? He's miser, even from himself.
Right.
The people like that.
Oh, yeah.
The miser from himself. They want a lot of money in their accounts.
Yep.
Or under the balatot, or wherever they hide it, under the mattress. Yeah? And he's able to give us a panasa. Or someone who's lazy, I prefer doing it like this. I can go work, I can make a lot of money, but I prefer doing it like this. It's easier for me. Okay?
I notice a lot around here.
How do you know? You don't know. One second, we'll see how you know.
Oh.
Or someone who has a rechush, he could sell, he could do. Or someone who's needy, but he uses it for negative reasons. He takes the money and he buys alcohol, he takes the money and he buys drugs. There's people like that you could see on their eyes and on their nose and on their face exactly who they are. Okay? Or someone who does negative things with the money, like Gambles, all kinds of stuff, yeah. Or someone who left Judaism, not just Tom left Judaism, he became a different
Jews for Jesus.
For example, becomes something against Hashem Mamash, that's time that he doesn't want to keep Torah Mitzvah. He becomes Mamash against. So then, those kind of people, there's no obligation to give them tzedakah. Now, if it's a person who's meshugah, and whatever money you give him, he loses it. Whatever you give him, he loses. So you just give him the amount that he needs to eat. You're hungry? Come. You go to the falafel store, you're 10 shekels, go buy yourself a falafel. Go. You don't give him more than that. Someone who owns another house. He owns a house that he lives in, and he owns also another house. He owns two houses. And he wants to go collecting tzedakah. That's right. You don't have to give. You can go sell his house. No. But if the bank owns the house, well, then he doesn't own the house yet. So. You know, in Holland, they give you 120% mortgage. Even if they give you whatever you want. There's no restriction. As long as you can prove that you can pay it.
Same thing in the United States.
It's a problem sometimes. Here they restrict. It's very strict, and they're 100% right. People sometimes take mortgages which are impossible to pay back. So. Someone people know he's a poor person, and they don't know that he's a ramai, that he's a liar. So you give him, you don't check now if he's not. You know he's a poor person, he's collecting. You give him. Okay. So, I'll tell you a story. There was a guy. The story goes like this. There was a guy, there's a family who had a makolet somewhere, it's a true story. They had a makolet somewhere. Very innocent people, very tamim, very nice people. They had a makolet, a little store. And one day this guy walks in, he looks dressed nice, he looks like a person who's dressed well, and he says, "Oh, you know, I live up north, and I don't have my credit card, I don't have my this, I don't have my that. I just need to money to go to back to my house. I own five. I need a loan. I'll give it back to you. I own five tzimerim, up north. I have plenty of money. I tell you this. I'm very embarrassed to ask. You know, I'm not a. If you give me." So the lady there is very nice. She said, "Of course, what do you mean? Here, take the. I'll take it here." She gives him 100 shekels. She said, "You don't have to give it back." It was said, "Go, fine, the person's needy. What can you do?" "What? Thank you so much. Give me your phone number. I'm going to get back to you. You know what?" "It's fine." A month passes on. And the son of this lady, the owner of the shop, he was in the store helping. And there's a phone call, and he picks up, and the guy says, "You know me? I'm the my mother told me about you. Your mother so tzadekes. She helped me in my hard times. Thank you so much. I want to give back to you. I have plenty of money. I own tzimel. I just bought another two now. And I'm doing very well. You know, don't worry for me. I can give you that. I noticed that you don't have an air conditioner in your store. I want to buy an air conditioner. Fine. So."
I want to
buy an air conditioner. So fine. I said, "No, we don't need. No, please, I'm in the mall now. Come now to the mall. There's a certain mall, there's a certain store. Come and I'm buying the air conditioner." "Fine. You're looking for the chasaf. Where's the catch? You're at the end."
We know you're up.
So anyways, and he asked him, "What you're the son? What do you do?" "I'm an avlech." "Oh, you're an avlech? Come to the... I want to buy you. You for sure don't have any. I'll buy you also. You all buy an agdish. Come to the shop." So he goes, "I'm buying anyways for the new tzimos now a bunch. And it's cheap for me. And no, don't worry. No, please let me. I want to come. Everything's on me. I have to do before Pesach. So they go to the mall, take a taxi, go to the mall. So, and they meet this other guy there. He says, "Yeah, I'm his partner. We're together. We work together. We'll see soon what kind of work they work." So, well, they work together. Fine. So they choose the air conditioner and everything. They said, I'm sending it to you. And you go home, it's coming to you today. But we have to pay for the ovala, for the transportation, bringing it over and everything. So he said, fine, I'll pay for it. Oh, it's not, where is it? It's not on me. I'll call my friend, the other guy who was there. He calls him, he says, so the lady said, no, forget it, I'm going to pay for it. Then he gave us back later. So the father was also there, the father, the husband. And he, 800 shekels, gives 800 shekels. And on the way back, they call the guy, and the phone's off. There's no phone.
Right.
So the mother's there, disappointed. What? Did someone lie to us? The father was laughing. So, that was the story. It was the whole, right? He made the 800 shekels, and he made also another 100, right? The father was laughing. He said, when the first person comes in, and said it sounded strange to me, the story. So fine, 100 shekels, yalla, go. And then he called back, and he wants to buy us. Something's kind of weird. So he said, remember those fake shekels that we get, 100 shekels that we get all the time? I put them on the side if it's fake, because you can't use them. I took them. I said, if there's another story here, that's what he's going to get. So don't worry. We didn't go. He's the one who's going to. Hopefully he'll be caught with forged money. The father was smart. Yes, of course, you don't believe anyone who walks into your shop. And
but the emails that send me that say if I send money to a guy in Africa, they'll wire me $10,000. I shouldn't believe that.
Yeah. Well, good, maybe. He's in Africa, the mitzvah.
No, he's going to get $6.5 million. Why would you do it?
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, the latest scam is we will send you a pussycat. All certified.
You have enough to get at home.
Top.
Chef. I have a story though, real fast, from the you're saying from the taking from the goyim. So in Argentina, I think it was just recently, they have some weird law that if any family has a sixth son, like in a row, like all sons, that the government sponsors them because they'll turn into werewolves. So just now, like a chabad, they'll turn into werewolves.
What's werewolves?
I don't know, some mythical creature that like eats. I don't know.
They turn into wolves.
Wolves. Yeah.
You know, so basically, they're liberals.
So this chabad family had this. Sixth son, and they called, and the prime minister of Argentina or whatever, she adopted the kid, like as her, you know, whatever, godson or whatever, and then pays for like the college education stuff. But like the Chabad, they like to feed into the superstition that they would turn into wolf. It's so crazy, like they're taking the money from them to get this free scholarship, but it's just insane, like a total of shame, like to even buy into this stupidity.
Why not? We're giving
money. I don't know. I'm saying, it's like, taking the money from the goy, but okay, fine. It's just like if you have a sixth son, he's going to turn into a werewolf. So you have to make sure he's protected.
Oh, the sixth, the one they take care of.
Yeah.
But perfectly normal. They're it's called suicide now. I mean, peace now.
Yeah.
They're insane.